How to make a request in English. Imagine you are staying in a youth hostel in Melbourne, Australia, during the summer vacation. Now you need to go to the post office in a hurry. You remember that Jonathan, one of your fellow guests in the hostel, has a bike. So you want to ask Jonathan to lend his bike to you. How would you say it? A. Jonathan, please lend me your bike. B. Jonathan, will you lend me your bike? C. Jonathan, may I borrow your bike? These expressions, if translated into Japanese, will be almost the same. But each of them has different levels of politeness. The first phrase, please lend me your bike, is not considered very polite. It is only acceptable when you and Jonathan are good friends. Why is it? It is because lend me is the imperative form. You are commanding Jonathan to lend his bike. In the English culture, equal human relationships is considered very important. It is considered rude for one person to give a command to another person. Then how about the second expression? Will you lend me your bike? Will you implies that the other person has some duty to do that for you. Therefore, it can only be polite if Jonathan has some obligation to lend you his bike. What about the last one? May I borrow your bike? Yes, it sounds very polite. Its casual forms, can I and could I, also sound polite. Why are they considered polite? The reason is that they are asking for Jonathan's permission instead of commanding or directing him. May I means that the decision maker is Jonathan, not you. Respecting the other person's right to decide is one of the essentials of English politeness, and it is particularly important when making a request. If you yield the decision-making right to the other person, you are considered polite. Now, you might wonder why a man in love often asks his girlfriend, "Will you marry me?" in some romantic movies? That's a good question. In this case, the man wants to marry her so eagerly that he even dares to assert himself. Therefore, it is effective in such a situation. But of course, you should limit such a strong expression only to extraordinary occasions. To conclude, when making a request, I recommend to use may I, could I, or can I. Then Jonathan will consider you polite and gladly say, sure, go ahead.